This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, why cockroaches survive the microwave and any other weapon of mass destruction. But first, now the latest news from the world of dog research. That's right, dog research, because experts on canine behavior and well-being have lately been chasing all kinds of new theories. The result has been a real quarrel over dog evolution, an overblown health scare, and the rapid spread of canine mental health clinics. NPR's John Nielsen sniffed out this report.
Does your dog bark at table legs for hours on end? Does it lick its paws until they bleed? Does it spend entire days walking in circles or dragging its behind across your new carpet? Veterinarians used to say these problems were the permanent side effects of seizures. Now they send the dogs and their owners to specialists like behaviorist Andrew Lusher of Purdue University.
Either the animal has a motivational conflict, that's an approach withdrawal conflict. That means it really wants to approach somebody at the same time for whatever reason is afraid of that person. It could have an approach withdrawal conflict to another dog in the same household. Or it could be frustrated. That means it's motivated for a particular behavior, but it can't perform it for some reason.
Just about a year ago, the American College of Veterinary Medicine officially recognized the study of obsessive compulsive behavior in dogs. Lusher is one of roughly 30 certified dog behavior specialists who've set up shop since then. They interview owners and study videotapes, looking for the source of canine craziness. More often than not, Lusher says the source turns out to be an owner who's never home or another pet. Lusher says the compulsive behaviors usually disappear when the other pets are dealt with and the owners come home. Lusher says he also takes a lot of canine brain scans and prescribes anti-anxiety dog medicines, but there are a few things he doesn't do.
We're not asking the dog to lie on a couch and tell us what it's been in its last life. It doesn't work that way.
Lusher thinks this field of study will boom in the years ahead as more and more dog owners hear that Fido does not have to spend all day chasing his tail around the yard. Speaking of wasted energy, forget the rumors you may have heard about the mosquito-borne West Nile virus and dogs. It's true that several dog carcasses have been found with West Nile antibodies in them, proof of infection. And it's also true that many more dogs have probably been infected with the virus. But what that proves overall is precisely zip, according to veterinary epidemiologist Alma Roy of Louisiana State University. She says there is absolutely no proof at this point that West Nile ever killed a dog or even made one sick.
It's a big leap between an antibody response and a disease.
Okay, so, I mean, dog owners of the world, relax.
Relax.
Finally, there is a new fight over dog evolution. Dog experts everywhere used to assume that the ancestors of dogs were animals that sounded like this. But maybe they weren't. According to a recent study in an English science journal, the first pooch may not have been a wolf at all, but a smaller scavenging animal that might have sounded a lot like the New Guinea singing dog. Janice Kohler-Matznik, a veterinary behaviorist and the president of the New Guinea Singing Dog Conservation Society, argues that wolves were just too big and too mean to ever have been domesticated.
There's a reason that you've never seen a wolf act at a circus, or any wild canid act for that matter. And the reason for that is that they're very hard to condition to inhibit their behaviors, for instance, to sit and stay or to respond to commands like go fetch. They just look at you and say, why?
Metznik thinks it much more likely that dogs are descendants of smaller, friendlier animals that predate wolves. She says these animals would have been much less likely to eat the people who tried to tame them.
That's why I think the dog was a dog before it got domesticated, before it decided that humans were a good habitat to invade. And obviously they were right. They're the most successful canid on the face of the earth.
Metznik's theory has attracted more attention than support so far. Some experts dismiss it out of hand, just as they used to dismiss the idea of obsessive, compulsive canine behavior. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.